Today, the Hosk heard some truly shocking news. Yes, the credit crunch and the financial doom and gloom was pushed off the front, pushed to the back. What could push it off? Loads of deaths and killings in Mumbai. All of a sudden, we've forgotten about the doom and gloom. We've forgotten about poor Trevor in Manchester who can't pay his mortgage bills, whose house is going to be repossessed. That's been pushed off now, and now we've forgotten that, and we've seen some bombs and stuff, so now everyone's out down the town spending their money because they forgot that it's a recession. Actually, I say it was pushed off. I'm lying. Of course. We still had Woolworths. Woolies is gone. I told my mates, I said, oh, you're about Woolies, it's going administration. He was shocked. Bloody shocked. And what, Woolies is still going? You're kidding me. Who the hell goes in Woolies? I mean, crazy old people and people who live in the 1990s. In fact, the only people you ever hear to say they've gone into Woolworths is comedians commenting on how they used to go into Woolworths to steal pick and mix. That's it. The only people who admit to going in there. Those people with pushchairs and old people. No wonder they went bloody bust. Half the people are nicking them, nicking the stuff in there. The other people are just wandering around lost talking to bloody doilies. And the other ones are bloody pushchair people. And who knows what they buy? Nappies. They're explaining why Woolies has gone downhill. And he says, it's like a jumble sale, but it's also too expensive. So let's have a quick analysis of what went wrong. It's an expensive jumble sale. Who the fuck wants to go to an expensive jumble sale? No one. You only go to jumble sales because you know it's shit, but it only costs like 20p. And that's why you buy it. Right, so I've sorted why that's rubbish. Next, MFI. Do you know why that's gone to shit? Because it sounds like a government secret agency and IKEA has kicked its ass by being cheaper, and whenever you go to IKEA, you think of sexy Swedish women. So who's going to go MFI or IKEA with the sexy Swedish women? And also you can buy dime bars and meatballs for some reason. No contesto. I read this story in the Metro today. A little new newsy nugget for you. A boyfriend attacked his partner after she wore some large Bridget Jones styles pants instead of a thong. Jobless Mark Feller blamed his behaviour on addiction to sugar, which made him eat 10 Mars bars a day. He said he bit the woman's finger in anger because he felt she was not making enough effort in their one-year relationship. Well, what kind of effort is he making? He's jobless. He sits at home all day eating bloody Mars bars. That's not much of an effort. I'd put on bloody Bridget Jones-style knickers if that's all I had to come home to, you lazy bastard. What kind of bloke shows his anger by biting a finger of his bird, for God's sake? Couldn't he? Give her the old back of the hand if you want to show her she's been naughty. Right, so let's talk about the attacks in Mumbai. It's weird, because I've heard Mumbai had been bombed, and then I heard Bombay had been bombed. I was like, whoa, fucking hell, man. They're just getting attacked from all angles here. And then I found out that it's actually the same place. What? How come you have two names then? That's a bit bloody cheeky, isn't it? Oh, Mumbai's the Indian name, Bombay's the English name. Right, so I thought, hey, what's all this about? I looked it up, the Hosk looked it up, and I found this website, Frequently Asked Questions of Mumbai. Now, obviously, there can't be many frequently asked questions, because there was only three on the page that I looked at. One was, why is it called Bombay? And the answer was, by accident. The English named it, and it means Bombay, which means good bay. Good work there, chaps. Really showing our foreign language speaking skills. But then even that, you know, Bombay, that sounds something like you'll say to your faithful dog. Ah, Bon, good bay, good bay. But then, on Indian Parliament in 1997, had the cheek bloody rename their own city. God, we'd got all the effort to rename the city Good Bay in Indian, and they've just gone and bloody come up with some other Mumbai rubbish.
Yeah.
So right, you've got that's two questions down. Now I kind of have the suspicion that this bloke, this website, just ignored any other questions and put one of his own in because he couldn't be asked. Because the last question is, what would you have liked the city to be called? Frequently asked question. Is it really? Hey? And he's put, that's not hard. If the city didn't have a name already, I would have called it Pondicherry, meaning foot wash, after a crowded corner of South Mumbai. Okay then, sir. Nice one. So Mumbai's been attacked. It's a pretty nasty affair. Vicious killings. But the Prime Minister got on the old microphone and made a statement. And he said the perpetrators were based outside the country and India would not tolerate neighbours who provide a haven, militants targeting it. Sounds like he's kind of accusing random people there. Targets, though, are kind of weird. Terrorists, they always seem to attack kind of odd things, like train stations in Birmingham, buses, twin towers. You know, they're not, you're just a bit, what's all that about? They've attacked two luxury hotels, Taj Mahal Palace, and a standoff continues at the Jewish Center, where an Israeli rabbi and his family are believed to have taken hostage, and one militant reportedly phoned local TV offering to negotiate over the release of hostages. The Indian Navy was said it was searching ships off the west coast and they'd arrived by boat. German ministry said one of its nationals had died in the attacks. A Japanese and Italian are also among the dead. I always find it quite weird when there's like 100 people have died and they'll go, yeah, one English, French. Like, does it matter that much? But on the BBC article I read, at the bottom it's got, are you in the region? Have you witnessed the attacks? Contact us using the form below or send text messages. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's right. If you're being shot at, there's people dying everywhere. Do you think the first thing you're going to do is text the BBC? Oh, yes, I'm here. Bloody hell, people are dying everywhere. In fact, I really should go and hide and not get killed rather than texting you. Now, the BBC has got this live update, and some of the things on it are peculiar. Like, at 2 o'clock, President George W. Bush has telephoned the Indian Prime Minister to offer support and assistance to the government of India as it works to restore order, provide safety to its people, and comfort the victims and their family, and investigate these despicable acts. What the hell is George Bush doing ringing up saying that? And you've got the Pope has said something. And then you've got a British hotel guest who was in the restaurant when the hotel was attacked. He said the gunman came into the restaurant, we were ushered, or some of us were ushered into the kitchen. I think some got out the back door and the gunman told us to go up the stairs to the fire escape. Then he said, where are you from? Are there any British or Americans here? Show us your ID. People started getting out their business cards or ID cards or whatever. So there I was with my hands up, basically thinking I was in, you know, serious trouble. What the fuck are you doing? Texting them that, you crazy fool. And they got some, like, BBC, Karishma Vaswani, said there's a tense standoff at Oberai. People are extremely anxious about the situation. The investigation seems to be focused on the theory that the weapons were brought into the country by sea. Anxious? I bet they are. People are being shot and dying, you bloody twat. Then one man said he'd been at the railway station where several members of his family. Suddenly, a bomb exploded just a few places away from my luggage. My wife, who was also with me, was injured by a bullet. Like, it just sounds like quite calm. Yeah, I was just there. Then my suitcase blew up and my wife got injured by a bullet. But, you know, these things happen when you're catching the train. You know, it's still better than England, isn't it? That didn't even, their train didn't even come at all. Bobby Sinha, a tattooist who works close to Nariman House, he says, I'm just at the Nariman building and the commandos have started firing. I'm still at work. We couldn't leave last night. Right now, there's a lot of crowds are moving away from the army has started shooting. He's still at work? Come on, mate. Take a day off. You're not going to get many tattoos done while there's a terrorist attack happening. And Apesh Patel, a businessman who works for the UK government advising firms on Anglo-Indian trains, says that now, I mean, I'm not saying he's brushing aside, perhaps, you know, the deaths and terrorist attack. But his advice is, life will go on in the business world despite the attacks. Business can't afford to ignore what's one of the fastest growing economies in the world. That's it, put it into perspective. Although these people have died, at least the business will always go on. And we will sell some trade in their honour. Right, let's end this with a bit of light-heartedness, shall we? This is what they do in the news. I've learnt this trick now. I've recently read in the paper, The Guardian, and now the BBC, that the moustache is back. Moustache is making a comeback like Phoenix from the flames. Really, is it? Well, I say good. The more people walking around looking like twats with furry lips, all the better. I mean, are the moustaches really coming back? What is the overwhelming evidence for this? Oh, look, we've got 6 celebrities who have had a moustache in the last month. That's it. That is the sign that it's back. Because they've done it, now we'll all be reaching for the shavers, but missing out the hairy lip. We're just going to keep it. What a load of crap. Do you know the people who've got moustaches are the people who've always had moustaches. The people who were born with moustaches. No one's growing a new moustache because it looks rubbish. There's only certain people who have moustaches, and they're the ones who always have them. The ones who aren't really cool, they just have moustaches because they're like northern, or their dad had a moustache, or they were born with a moustache. Because no one's growing moustaches, they're not cool, they're not coming back, and that's it. So shove your moustache up your arse. You can shove your hairy moustache up your hairy arse. papers. And just because we're celebrities are stupid enough to grow a moustache does not mean the rest of the population is. That comedy clip was from Hosks Half Hour. Now, if you want more of the same, type in Hosks Half Hour. Or it's hoskshalfhour.blogspot.com and you'll get 30 minutes of that laughtery goodness. So one more time, join me at Hosks Half Hour. Better than Silly Bang.